Tonight I'm reading to you again from the Coverdale translation of the scriptures in the book of Psalms, the Psalm number 2. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen so furiously rage together? And why do the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth stand up, and the rulers take counsel together against God and against his anointed. Let us break, say they, their bonds asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that dwelleth in heaven will laugh them to scorn. The Lord will have them in derision. Then will he speak unto them in his wrath, and he will astony them with fear in his sore displeasure, saying, Even I have anointed him my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. God said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Desire of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt bruise them with a rod of iron, and break them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Wherefore, be ye now well advised, O ye kings, and be ye learned, ye that are judges of the earth. Serve ye God in fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss ye the Son, lest that he be angry, and so ye perish from the way of his wrath, be never so little kindled. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.